Doctor Who and the Creature from the Pit by David Fisher. Read by Tom Baker. Chapter 1. The Pit. It was a beautiful day, thought the Lady Adrasta. Hot and humid, of course, which was hardly surprising, since the whole planet was covered with a thick, impenetrable jungle. But nonetheless, a beautiful day for an execution. No, no, please, my lady, please! The Lady Adrasta ignored the man's cries as her guards dragged him to the edge of the old mineshaft they called the Pit. The wretched engineer had failed her. Those who failed her died. It was a simple rule, designed to encourage efficiency among her subjects. Some it did, some it didn't. Those it didn't were obviously deliberately refractory, and she was better off without them. The man had become silent, staring in horror down into the darkness below him. Bored, the Lady Adrasta looked around. The green, oppressive jungle seemed almost visibly to be encroaching on the mineshaft. It was encroaching everywhere on the planet, she thought, like a vast green sea.
Well, what are we waiting for? She snapped irritably at her vizier, Madame Carella. We haven't got all day.
The wizened old woman with evil eyes fingered the knife she wore at her waist. All this business of the pit, she thought, is a waste of time. Why the pit? Simpler to cut their throats, quicker, too. Still, if my lady wanted to indulge her whim... Carella signaled to the guard who carried the great hunting horn. It was made out of the antler of some huge beast. The guard...